You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. Great to have you with us. Whole crew is back. Except I think we have Brian today. Is that right? I believe we do. All right, Brian. Good morning, Brian. Brian's here with us as well. I'm Jake. She's Chelsea. Coming up here on the show, the winners and losers from week one in college football. Man, I'll tell you, I went to the Texas watch party on Saturday, and I've never seen so many Texas fans in one place here in D.C. It was awesome until the end when it's just like watching everyone walk around sad. And then I had one guy like yell at me randomly. There's always one. I was just minding my own business. The game wasn't even over. It was 14-7. And I'm walking to the bathroom. And some guy's like, oh yeah, Arch Manning's real good. And I was like, okay. Just like kept walking. Like, I'm always amazed at adults who like lose their minds. And I know there's fans like this everywhere. But particularly to strangers and particularly in bars when they kind of make a scene on their own. I'm like, dude, it's, you know, we're playing a game here. It was very odd. And then I came back out and he was gone. So I don't know. Maybe he was hammered. Maybe he was the one Ohio State guy in the bar. But it kind of came out of nowhere.
So, like, are you supposed to take that as, like, a personal insult?
Yeah.
Like, listen, my brother in Christ, this is not my son. Me and Arch Manning are not related. In fact, we're not friends. Like, we've never gotten coffee together. Like, we don't do our homework together. Because, listen, it would be weird if I was friends with a college student as well. So, when you say this, it does not hurt my feelings. Hope this helps.
Right. But also, I'm not a child. Like, I think, honestly, that's the thing that... I've had this happen a couple times. Not, I think everybody has at some point. You're walking around a tailgate bar or whatever, and somebody decides just to like pop off. And when they don't get a response, and when you look at them like, "What is your problem?" Like, that's the worst thing for them because they're like, "Oh," because the thing they want more than anything is for you to like come back at them, right? So they can say something. And I just kind of like laugh, like, "Okay, you do you, big guy." So, but after that, we still had a good day. We actually meandered around the corner to a hotel bar and met up with some, it was weird, some Texas fans who had been there, talked with them, some inter-Miami fans as well. And then, who was the other team there? It was like this amalgamation of sports fans cheering for different teams. So, it was still a good day.
As opposed to me, who I was finishing up some landscaping while I was watching it on my YouTube TV on my phone.
Nice.
So instead of like other fans, I had the azaleas, I had the pansies, I had the petunias. I had all my friends, Jenks.
That's good. Nothing wrong with some flower friends on a beautiful day. Well, maybe we won't make some friends here because it's time for us to pick our winners and losers from week one in college football. These are the week one reactions that we love so much. So, Chelsea, I'll start with you. Do you want to start with winners or losers? What do you want to go here?
I have a lot of winners, so let's start with winners.
All right.
Let's try to be like a little bit positive because I understand I'm not a positive person, but this is a morning show, so we'll lean in a bit. So I'm going to go, this one's not going to be your favorite, Jenks. Number one, I'm going to go Ohio State.
Okay.
That was a big win for them against Arch Manning. And listen, I think more than anything, like the defense was really, really impressive. Because I think if you were Texas and somebody said to you, okay, your defense only allowed 14 points, wouldn't you think you won the game?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is that, you know, the offense for Ohio State was not that great. Like, Julian Sain was fine, but it wasn't, you know, the masterclass that I thought, you know, they were going to put out just throwing the football all over the place. So I think the defense for Ohio State was a big winner of the weekend. Number two, I'm going to go Florida State. They've got their juice back. Maybe they're not going to win anything this year, but they at least feel like a contender now. A year removed after a 2-10 season, it feels like there's hope for Florida State fans. Number three, going to go CJ Daniels, the best catch of the weekend, probably of the year. I don't know if you saw this in the Notre Dame and Miami game, but this was shades of Odell Beckham Jr. CJ Daniels with the catch of the year. And then number four, going to go Lee Corso. Sorry to put you in number four, but Lee Corso needed to be thrown in there of winner of the weekend. It felt like a celebration of his life, of his career. Even on Fox, they cut to him when he was doing like the final headgear pick. So those are my winners. There's only four that I listed. I could go on, but we don't have all day.
I agree with you. I would say when it comes to Ohio State, I would be even more specific and give it to Matt Patricia. Like, his game plan was unbelievable. He absolutely outcoached Steve Sarkisian and confused Arch Manning all game. There were some times when Arch had guys wide open or he just threw a bad pass, but he couldn't take advantage of those spots. And that's because Matt Patricia just brought it and challenged Texas, said, you know what, we don't respect your running game. Try and throw it deep on us. We're not going to let you do that either. So they just stopped those deep routes and didn't trust Texas to do anything else. It was a great game plan. It absolutely worked. So credit to him. Credit to Ohio State. I also believe Florida State is up there as well. I mean, anytime you're coming back from a season that they had last year, and then you take it to Alabama. Not just win, you take it to Alabama. That's something. Also, got to give credit to Brian Kelly. This guy was maligned again and again and again and again for not winning in a season opener, not winning in a season opener. All the pressure was on him. We knew that. Remember him last year just pounding the table after that loss? And so for him to go into Clemson against a team that had...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all the tools on their roster to win a national title in the Clemson Tigers. For him to go in there and get that dub was just massive for him. It was massive for LSU. So that's the only other winner I would add to the list. Besides Lee Corso, you have to add Lee Corso.
Yeah, for sure. Like, LSU definitely was, like, in the contenders for me. It's just, it's like, how many winners am I going to name? But I do think it was big for LSU, especially when you go on the road in the first game of the season in one of those big marquee matchups. And I was just thinking to myself, like, how awesome was it for the viewers to get marquee matchups the first week of the season? Like, if you don't agree with anything else when it comes to the college football playoff, I will agree that it is awesome that some of these games, like, people aren't afraid to schedule these big name opponents because we, the viewers, are the winners from all of that.
Yeah. And now we get a week two of nothing, like a tumbleweed going down the road. But wasn't it awesome to have that, you know, that schedule? And this is why I don't want a large college football playoff of 24, 28 teams, whatever it is, because it takes away from these big-time matchups. Because at the end of the day, you know, LSU, Texas, Alabama probably, these teams are probably still going to make the playoff, right? But it will affect seeding. It will have an effect later on in the year. But when you have a larger field, then it really affects even less. And so I think you want to have a playoff that means something, and that makes these games mean even more, because you just never know at the end of the year how things are going to shake out. It could be close for a couple one of these teams if things don't break the right way. But yeah, we were the real winners actually having a week one of college football filled with so many great games. What about losers here?
Losers. All right. So I got two losers, and they're very, very obvious. Alabama and Kalen DeBoer, obviously. Oof. You lose to an unranked team your first week of the season. Yeah, you might as well list your home for sale, because that's how it feels like for Kalen DeBoer. And here's the thing. Like, SEC fans are never rational. So, like, if you come at me and say, oh, Chelsea, this is not a rational take. Well, SEC fans are never rational. And here's the thing. You are playing a losing game when you will always be compared to Nick Saban. Like, you're never going to win at that game. He's the best college football coach probably of all time. And here's the stat that's been floating around that everybody has been viewing across all social media platforms. So Nick Saban coached 230 games at Alabama. He had four losses to unranked teams during that stretch. 230 games. Kalen DeBoer has coached 14 games at Alabama and now has lost four games to unranked opponents. So I don't think it's going well for Kalen DeBoer. I do think Florida State deserves some credit in that win, but still, Alabama's number one on the losers. Number two, UNC. Did you see the final score? Bill Belichick. Not riding high right now, so those are my two biggest losers of the weekend.
Yeah, I would say, oh man, Belichick is up there. And also, it's the first time Alabama has lost a season opener since 2001. Bama fans have not experienced that in a quarter century. So you can go through the stats, but yeah, Kalen DeBoer goes from a situation where he probably has very little pressure on him compared to the pressure cooker that is Alabama. I certainly understand why you take that job, but now he's going to have to go through it like he has never been through it before. I will also say, I mean, Arch Manning was a big loser relative to the hype. I don't blame him in that, look, he's not responsible for the hype. Okay, he said all the right things, which is, I haven't proven anything. But ultimately, when you have that much hype, whether it's deserve it or not, and you perform like that, that's a disappointment. Also, out west, Nico Iamaliava. I feel like this kind of got lost in the mix. But, you know, this was a guy that was looking for a fresh start after wanting more money at Tennessee. He goes to UCLA, 11 of 22, 136 yards, a pick and a touchdown. UCLA loses to Utah 43-10. He was sacked four times. So Nico has gone from someone who's kind of right there amongst the big names we're talking about, and I had forgotten. Like, he was just kind of just out there in the ether. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot he was out there playing for UCLA, and also they got donkey stomped. So I feel like he was a loser as well relative to what he was hoping for, I would think, leaving Tennessee. And a little bit, I would say, is Kate Klubnik, who wasn't awful, but he certainly didn't have that performance that we thought he was going to have. Hate to put him in the loser category. Someone had to lose that game. He wasn't great. But certainly, I think the people you named, Kalen DeBoer, Bama, and Bill Belichick, Carolina, 1-2.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mention Arch or Cade Klubnik, just because, like, you're playing really tough teams.
Yeah.
But going back to Nico, I feel like you always hear this, like, motivational phrase where people are like, always bet on yourself. Well, if you're Nico, maybe don't bet on yourself. Or John Mateer.
Yeah, right. I mean, the thing about, like, Nico, I'm sure, I mean, he's going to be fine, but ultimately what you do is reportedly downgrade in money and then certainly a downgrade on the talent around you. And then long term, if you had plans on making the NFL or playing pro football, then that certainly affects your long term prospects. So it's not just a downgrade in one or two areas. You take them all together and then it becomes something that affects you, you know, in an even more significant way. So he's got a long way to go as well. Coming up next here on the show, it is Hour 2 and a Teaser Tuesday. Stick around for that. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.